A good marriage on the field can reduce your stress levels. It can add to your quality of life.
Romance, does it have priority in your life and marriage?
Wherever you are, you've got to look at your surroundings and say, okay, how can I incorporate this into it?
Hello, welcome to MemCare by Radio. I'm Ted Siemens. In my host culture, where I'm now living, coffee time is very important. My wife and I have used this to our advantage. Our coffee times have provided great breaks in our days for sharing and talking together. Having taken advantage of that opportunity here, and having seen how good it's been, I can still say that this program is full of wonderful ideas for kindling romance in your marriage. My co-worker Susan Feet and her husband John are here to share with you the importance of making romance a priority in your life, and they've got some great ideas on how to plan some romantic antics.
Marriages need constant attention. They don't maintain themselves without some kind of effort. And a good marriage on the field can reduce your stress levels. It can add to your quality of life. A marriage with difficulties adds to stress level and can make things difficult. It can even cause people to go home because of marital difficulties. So today, in honor of Valentine's month of February, we're going to give you a lot of ideas about how to kindle romance and affection. They're almost all of them free, which fits right into the Christian foreign workers' budget. And so you may want to get a pen and pencil ready. You might want to write down some of these things, and we'll give you some references at the end, which you might also like to make note of. I'm Susan Feet, and joining me today is my partner in romance, my husband of 30 years, John. So welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
A lot of people understand the importance of romance when they're dating, particularly men. They know you've got to romance the woman, you've got to woo her and win her. But a lot of guys think, well, okay, I'm married now. I've done that. I don't need to do that anymore. So what advice would you give to men who maybe think that it's just not important anymore?
Well, I think that what you have to remember is you spend a lot of time wooing her initially, and now that you're married, you still need to do that. I once heard a person one time tell me that women spell romance T-I-M-E. Mm-hmm. And they want you to spend time with them, and not just to be physically present, but emotionally connected as well. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean watching a sports event on TV and listening with one ear to them and the other ear to the TV, but really being engaged with them and doing that, being intentional about your relationship.
When we were first married, I don't know that either one of us really understood that it was important to maintain romance. And our marriage suffered for that. We let kids and work and all the normal things get into the way. And when we first started trying to incorporate romance again in our relationship, it wasn't easy for you, and it wasn't particularly fun. But how do you feel about it now?
I think it's enjoyable now. It's fun trying to think of new and innovative ways, especially being on an income that doesn't allow for a lot of extravagance. It encourages us, or not just income. Maybe you have the income, but you're in a strange place. And so wherever you are, you've got to look at your surroundings and say, okay, how can I incorporate this into it? And it's not so much a challenge as it is an adventure in trying to find ways.
Your point is, you have to maybe think outside the box.
Right.
So, for instance, when we were in our passport country, a big part of what we did as romance was to go out for a meal. Mm. And we'd sit across the table, and that was our time to talk and share deep things and our hearts and what was on our minds and that kind of a thing. And when we moved here, that really wasn't really an option for us. And so we had to find another way. And I know one of the things, for instance, flowers are very inexpensive here. I very rarely got flowers in our passport country because they're very expensive. And here they're very inexpensive. And so that's one of the things you do on a regular basis, is that you buy and bring home flowers. So those are the kinds of things we're talking about. Look at what's available where you are. Don't mourn the loss of what you can't have, but think about, okay, what can we do here and take advantage of that?
Exactly.
We're going to share some of the ideas that we had, and why don't you start, and we'll just share back and forth.
I can think of one. One way might be to give your wife a day off. Take the kids someplace, do household duties, or send her off to do something fun for the day, maybe with her friends.
That's a good idea. I like that one. You can also write or tell your own romantic fantasy. It could be about maybe another time period, or maybe it can be living in an exotic place. You know, plan it. Tell your sweetheart that story, and maybe you can act it out together. Have a romantic evening together. Or maybe you can act out a romantic scene from your favorite movie, you know, like Scarlet, my dear. Oh, Red, you know, ham it up and have fun and really get into it and play together. That can be inspiring.
If you work at an office or someplace where you have a computer, you can put your sweetheart's photo on as a screensaver. So you're looking at her all day and reminded of her.
And often you have done that, and you will IM me or you'll email me and you'll say something. You've been looking at the picture and thinking about me, and you let me know that picture has reminded you of me, and you'll say something sweet. Another thing you can do is you can make your own book. And I was thinking about the kind of book that kids make like when they're about 6 or 7. And at the top of the page, there'll be a little drawing, and at the bottom, they'll have a few lines. And thinking how fun that would be. Things you appreciate about your partner, or things that they do that you like, or things you enjoy doing together. And you write your little story and you draw your little pictures, you know, do stick people or whatever. You know, that's part of the fun of it in the laughter is, you know, the little simple drawings. But it's a unique way of letting them know what you appreciate or like to do with them.
A lot of these are just to let them know you're thinking of them throughout the day, too.
Mm-hmm.
Another idea might be to leave little love notes around the house or under her pillow. So when she goes to bed and she reaches under her pillow, there's something there, and she'll read it. Or if you've ever been to an expensive hotel and they put the little chocolates or something, or, you know, on the pillow, go and get a little small sweet for her and put it, you know, sneak upstairs before bedtime and put it on her pillow.
I like that one too. It's also a fun thing, and this is maybe more for the wives, but husbands can do this too. Stop by unexpectedly for lunch. So as a wife, you could stop by the office and you could bring a lunch, or the husband could stop by home and you could go out for lunch. Just a break in the day, an unexpected surprise kind of a thing. You'd want to make sure that this wasn't a really busy day, or that they didn't have some other kind of an appointment before doing that. But that's a fun thing to do too.
Something that, at least in our culture, is common is to serve breakfast in bed, or maybe fix your wife dinner. If you don't have time for that, maybe just bringing them coffee or tea in the morning when they're waking up.
I remember there was a point in our life where you consistently got it before I did. And you would go get your shower, and then you would go down and you would make tea for me, because that's what I like to drink in the morning. And every morning you would come and bring me a cup of hot tea, and how wonderful that was, because I was slow to wake up. So I could lay in bed and I could begin to think about my day and that type of a thing. And then to have that warm beverage when I'm dry in the morning was just wonderful. And to serve breakfast on days when it's not Mother's Day or a birthday, right. You know, just out of the middle of nowhere. Maybe even doing it on a Saturday, and you can both bring up breakfast for both of you, and you linger in bed and you talk and you relax together would also be really great. Another fun idea was to write notes either with a marker on a balloon that's been blown up, or to roll up notes and put them inside of a balloon and then blow it up. And you can stuff them inside of their car, or put it in a closet or the shower or somewhere where they're going to find them, and have all these little love notes and little things in there. Or maybe these are clues to an event. That would also be a fun thing. I think for guys, putting the note in the balloon, they would probably enjoy that the most, because they get to pop all those balloons to get the messages, and they would probably really enjoy that.
Another thing, you know, if you're more of an outdoors person or an activity person, maybe you think of something to do outdoors, like maybe flying a kite. You could either make your own or buy one. Just something to enjoy the day outdoors.
Mm-hmm. You can also take a photo or a love poem or a love letter that you've written, and you can make a puzzle out of it if your sweetheart likes puzzles. And there's a site where you can turn anything into a digital jigsaw puzzle. And it's called jigzone.com. That's J-I-G zone.com. It's free. You can decide how many pieces you want it to be in. So, and that's a fun way to issue an invitation to a special event that you want to plan, or one way to give clues. There's all kinds of puzzles. So you can do the word search puzzles. There's sites for that. There's one that will make a crossword puzzle for you. You could do an anacrostic for them. If they like puzzles, that's something fun to do as well.
Women, being very relational, tend to remember dates and important things that you share together. So maybe you can surprise your spouse by remembering an unusual date, such as the date of your engagement, or the first date that you had, or your first kiss, and then reminisce about the day and reenact it.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. You can also make a memory box, and this can be a simple box. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. Maybe even just a little cardboard box you have around the house, or a gift box, or like the little boxes kids used to have for school, decorated inside and out. And then you can write memories that you share together. Write them on little pieces of paper. You can age them if you want to with a tea bag, or burn the edges. Roll them up like little scrolls and tie them with ribbons and put them in this little box. And then you can either give that as a gift. Maybe it's an anniversary or Christmas or a special time. Or you can give it to them and they can open one up and they can unroll one each night. And then you can talk about or relive that memory together and reminisce.
Another possibility is to, after you have dinner in the evening, clear a space in the room and dance together. My wife really likes to dance, and so we dance in the kitchen because that's where we have some open space.
Yeah, we live in a tiny little house, and we have our computer there, so our music is there, and it's easy to turn on. And sometimes I'll have music on, and you'll come home and take me by the hand and lift me out of the chair, and we'll dance a little bit there spontaneously. That's also a lot of fun. You can also go for walks, holding hands or linking arm in arm, stop in a private place along the way and have a little kiss, you know, or the street lights don't quite light the little corner. Again, it's all about spending time, sharing, being quiet, getting away from the TV, the kids, the distractions. And that's something we actually do frequently.
Maybe buy a favorite beverage or something and go watch the sunset from a great vantage point, whether you live in mountains, beach, desert, or just over a field.
Or even a rooftop. Yeah. If you live in a city, a rooftop of a building. It's also fun to spice up some ordinary games. You can play Strip Scrabble or something around that, or Monopoly or something, whatever you like to play. Kind of spice up your romance there at home.
Go out and maybe get some rolls or something, or a simple breakfast, and go watch the sun come up some morning.
Yeah, I remember when we did that, we were on an island, and we would stop by this little grocery, and we would pick up just a simple something and go sit and watch the sun come up. Or if it was up, sometimes just sitting there and enjoying that little bit of early time in the morning was really wonderful. You can also find excuses to kiss. You know, people need, I think it's 10 meaningful touches a day. Hugging, kissing, arm around the shoulder, you know, touching. So find excuses to kiss each other. Kiss at a red light, kiss when you're getting in the car, when you're getting out of the car. We like to kiss in elevators. I don't know how that ever started. If we're alone in an elevator, we always end up kissing.
That's a nice place, and we're alone.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.